Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm all right, Rob. How's everybody?
Hey, is beef for dinner tonight?
What?
You sound like Sam Elliott. I was just wondering if we're having beef for dinner tonight.
Coors. Banquet beer.
Well, you know, you have such flexibility with your voice that you can just rise out of bed with nothing different happening to you last night and have such a rich timbre to your voice.
You know what, Rob?
What's that?
You're right. That was completely inappropriate.
Hell of a go-away for the old man.
Hell of a swan song for the old man. They got pictures. They got videos. They got the alleged slut. Hey! I'm a husband first.
Tonight we will be having beef for dinner.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Greetings and welcome everyone to the Mike O'Mara Show for Friday, February 12, Valentina weekend.
Yes, it's a big
weekend. We're very excited about Valentine's weekend because he has to hit the road shortly. He's joining us for the opening segment. My pal. And currently on suspension
what?
From his police department.
What?
David Jerky Mosley. Say hi, boys.
Hello. I really don't have to.
Officer,
hit the road.
You don't
he just
have
wants
to
get rid of me.
You want to get out of there? Sure. I understand.
Okay.
What's the nurse's hangover?
He's here with his lady friend.
Oh, it's travel always buddy. Nice to travel with the company of a lady.
Travel buddy. Mm. Now imagine my incredible surprise when they inform me that that's exactly what they are, travel buddies. This is not a romantic relationship, and they made that very, very clear to me, and I was quite surprised because she is quite lovely.
Yes.
And I know that Jerky is
and gifted.
Quite horny. And so it was surprising that they behaved quite like a married couple. They slept in the guest room together, she's just a travel friend. Is that would that be accurate, Officer Jerky?
A gifted travel friend.
What makes her gifted?
Hmm. Some of those gifts got sunburnt on the motorcycle yesterday. Yeah.
She is a lovely lady.
Yes.
I will tell you, she does have some assets that we were discussing last night.
With her?
At our first location and then our second location.
Did you discuss the assets with her?
Well, we at the very end of the evening, towards the tail end of our stint at the Tiki Bar.
Yes.
The Tiki Bar is one of the local haunts down here in Fort Myers. Yeah, you'll be able to hear in just a second. You don't have to hit
me.
Don't
have an attitude.
You don't have to hit me.
Don't have an attitude.
You don't have to hit me. All right, so, yes, the...
Is he
the
high maintenance, Mike?
He's very. Of course. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes. You know, all police officers are high maintenance. You
I
know?
See. I
mean,
very good.
Really.
I'm not a police officer right now.
Oh, that's right. Suspended.
Oh, I would think
you're
that suspended. A suspended police officer might be the highest maintenance of all.
Mm. You know, who knows, Rob? I'm not sure. But at the Tiki Bar, the travel friend, Maria, that's her first name. We
yes.
will not use last names.
Okay.
How we doing? Are we still connected?
Yeah, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Good. So dancing on a tightrope today.
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir. All week long. Yeah. Thanks, Comcast. But anyway, so yeah, the assets were only revealed to me at the end of the night. And because of the Whoa. Particular top that was being worn, I was unaware of the assets. And then, of course, as soon as the subject came up that they were formidable assets,
right.
A video was produced. Not a video, a picture on
when
a phone
you
was
say
produced
a
so
video
I could see the
was,
assets.
When you say a video was produced, it's not like you went to a shoot with Drake.
No, yeah. No. I'm saying somebody showed me a picture of her, and I said, oh, wow. And then, to be quite honest with you, I was a little bit preoccupied
sure.
and trying to not stare or get a better gauge of how you know spectacular they were.
That
and,
happened
and then this
to me.
Morning was the same thing.
Yeah, that happened to me once. I have a dry cleaner that I patronize in Leesburg, and the lady at the front desk, she's fine.
Oh, I've mm-hmm. been to that dry cleaner. It's in Leesburg, right?
Yes,
it's dry cleaning.
That's the one. But, you know, in a dry cleaning shop, it gets very warm, particularly in the summertime because of all the steam and the machinery and everything like that. And one day she was just in a tank top. And it forever changed my view of the lady that does my dry cleaning. It was a...
Stop tape, obviously, if you haven't heard me.
Okay, stop.
2-1
And even nowadays, I go in and it's cold and she's still wearing a parka or whatever back there. All I can think of is the huge assets that this lady has. And it really...
What, how old would the lady be?
She's probably about my age. She is a typical Leesburg mom type.
Oh,
you know, not
okay.
Not fat, but plain.
You know what's funny is I've been talking all week about the fact that we have connectivity issues.
Right.
And Pony, when he's like, when he's more on mic than he normally is during a regular show, Pony has a way of communicating that involves this sound. And Pony gives that sound if we have a connectivity issue. And then I realized he gives that sound in response to everything. Yeah. So every time he goes, yeah, I think we're losing connectivity. Then.
No, but it's like talking to Chewbacca, Mike. It's one noise, but it means everything.
So Officer Jerky was down here. We had a jerky on the porch last night. It was wings. It was beer. And it was politics. And I'm pretty sure that Officer Jerky has convinced me to go out and purchase a gun for self-defense.
Really? Is it just because of your location in Florida or overall?
No, Jerky believes that, you know, every home should... I'm not going to say what your thing is. You think people should have firearms to protect themselves, right?
Absolutely. Put that mic right up to your mouth, officer. We'll hear you better.
Got something for your mouth.
Hey! Hey! Gonna go and buy a gun myself. Yeah. Jerky, have a few drinks last night too?
Oh, I forgot the guy with the hook.
What? No way.
End of the night.
Carla and Maria got hit on by this, what was he, a plumber or something?
He was a carpenter. A carpenter.
With one hand.
With one hand.
And a metal hook.
Yep.
And apparently his ears were ogged out. I don't know if it was from the hook or some bad ear piercings, but.
And he was, couldn't have been nicer. We all met him. We chatted with him. And as we're driving away, Jerky may have had the, I actually was talking to the guy about having some carpentry work done because I was fascinated. And of course, you know me, when I'm in the cups, everybody is a potential client.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
And I'm not talking about everybody is a potential client of mine. I'm a potential client of theirs. That's
sure.
The way it is.
Well, you're
I'd love
to
have you come out to my house and babysit my kid and paint the house,
yeah,
too.
Just don't let him pick the kid up.
Exactly. Don't want that. Well, Jerky wins the line of the evening as we were driving by. And I said, you know, I bet he does great work, and I bet he's pretty reasonable. And Jerky said, yeah, he'll give you the five-finger discount.
Now, you didn't happen to sing your song to him, did you?
You mean Captain Hook?
Yeah.
Who's the swiniest swine in the world? My son likes this song. Captain Hook. Captain Hook.
Hey, that's a revelation. We didn't know you sang that to little Michael.
Yeah, I do, and he wanted me to repeat it. He's all into Jake and the Neverland Pirates now.
Okay.
You know, and Disney, the ultra-violent Disney with witches and the monsters and all that. But he's doing well. So we had a great time. Went out for some wings at Jimmy Cerrito's favorite place down here. Went to the Tiki Bar. Met a drunk carpenter with one hand and a very drunk plumber who probably came over 8 or 9 times. And overall, we were, compared to what we've been in the past, we were pretty well-behaved, I thought.
He bought us around, too.
The plumber bought us around.
And it was crown molding that the one-handed man did.
That's right. Oh. I don't like to get too specific, Jerky, because you never know when they're listening and they're going to tap, tap, tap with that sound of metal on wood on your door.
The great thing is after you left the bar, you looked at your car door handle and the hook was hanging there.
It was the man with one hand.
What time?
The man with one hand.
What time did you get home?
We got home. We left, I want to say, right around 11 from the Tiki Bar. Yeah. And Jerky and I retired to the patio.
The lanai.
Where I put some logs in the chiminea fireplace, which is just a suck method of heating.
Logs.
You know.
Fake logs.
Duraflame?
You know. So anyway, it was fun. And then at one point, I'm rambling on, and we're having a very reasonable exchanged between two people that are diametrically opposed to everything politically.
But and they're we're going cousins. Back and
forth. I thought we were incredibly. I think we could have solved the world's problems and we could have brought people together last time.
I don't. You know, the last time I think we were trying to beat each other up.
Yep.
It was a little heated, but this time was civil.
Civil. Good, we were civil to one another. And then Jerky says to me, "Wow, it's 1:45."
Oh.
And I suddenly realized that I'm not going to be sleeping until about 2:15, and then I'm going to have a son that's going to be up at 5:45, and that's when my world came crashing in and all the party has to end at some point.
That's when you did the daddy math and you realized you had, at best, a three-hour nap ahead of you.
A three-hour nap, which is what I'm working on right now. It's spectacular.
How about a little more of that song?
Okay. Who's the swiniest swine in the world? Captain Hook. Captain Hook.
That's fine.
Who's the creepiest, crawlest, cruelest, crookedest crook? Blimey, slimy. Captain Hook. Thank you. Thank you.
And that
the
is scourge, beautiful.
And then the chorus, my 9-year-old chorus came in back of me and said, "The scourge of the sea." And then my line is, "Just little old me." And then they all sing, "Captain." And then I have the line, "Hook." Yeah. That's how it finished. Big finish. I lost it. I don't know where it is. You might have it somewhere with your hoarding capabilities. You may have somewhere on a cassette tape or a reel to reel. Maybe you've got it, but I don't know. It's out there somewhere, I think.
I'd have to. You know what? I'd have to do a little digging, but I'm sure I have it somewhere in my deep musty archives.
Right. So Officer Jerky is here. He's about to continue his road trip, and you're off to other parts of the state. How did you find my humble little abode here in South Florida?
Loved it. Loved it. Lovely little couch. Sofa.
Pull out sofa. Yeah. Nothing but the finest for our guests. That's right. Thank you, CBS, for making me poor again.
I actually thought I was sleeping with Captain Hook for a while.
Go, yeah. Captain Hook.
There was metal crammed in my butt.
The springs. The springs were there. It was
was it cozy with the travel partner?
Yes.
Was there any inconsequential contact through the night? Perhaps accidental?
Always.
Oh,
would
yeah.
Maria like to duck in and say hello to the boys, do you think?
Can I yell for her?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maria!
I just met a girl named Maria.
See if she'll duck in for just a second.
I'd like to say hi.
We need you now.
She's a travel partner. Travel into
we'll
the
ask
studio.
Maria. Maria, would you like to duck in and say hello to the guys for a second on the Mike O'Mara show? Would you like to? If you don't, you don't have to. But if you'd like to, we'd love to have you say hello.
Sure.
Okay, she's going to lean into the right in between Jerky and me.
Yes.
Here she is, everybody.
Oh, hi.
There's Maria.
How are you?
Say
out of the way.
Say hi to... Say hi to the boys.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to see you. Do you have a good time in Florida?
Here. I am.
Here, I got it.
You're miking the wrong thing.
Yeah. Can you hear her?
The mic is supposed to go by the mouth, David.
Oh, stop it. Behave yourself, will you please? That is so disgustingly sexist. Maria, question for you. You're going to continue on your journey with Officer Jerky. How is Jerky as a non-romantic travel companion? Please answer that question for me.
Aside from his snoring, he's great.
He snores.
Oh,
he
really?
Somebody else snores. Yeah.
But hey, the good news about that is, you know, once they get back, she doesn't care.
No.
He's not part of the equation.
Exactly.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Rob,
I'm sorry. Just a
Rob
little
locks up with women. Let me point that out to you. Did you see Rob? Rob was just going, yeah, looking at your cans and going, yeah.
Just like slightly that. Distracted, which was sort of the purpose of bringing her in, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But
yes,
where is your next destination for your non-romantic travels?
Where are we going, Tampa?
You're going to Treasure Island off the coast of St. Petersburg.
Ah, very nice. And what will you do
so
there?
All of our listeners in that area, if you want to drop by, Jerky's buying.
Yes, for his meet and greet.
That's it. Jerky do a great meet. We'd get people to post in Tampa for a Jerky meet.
Absolutely. That would be good.
But I'm not, I'm far too hungover to put forth that kind of effort today.
We'll bring the pigs.
Yeah, the pigs, the renegade pigs. Oh, and now before we get them out of here, Maria, you can stay or you can go, but thank you and God bless you for joining us on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My pleasure.
Much appreciated. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Jerky, last question. The suspension. It came up on the show yesterday, and by the way, can you hear my son in the background?
I can, and I also I'd like to remark a great vote of support for those two tank tops fighting a losing battle.
Mm-hmm. Rob, you completely froze. I can see on the monitor that you were looking at her rack.
You know, I have to apologize. I did think perhaps you were going to say something, but I might have been slightly distracted.
Rob is.
I noticed he started fidgeting a little bit with everything.
Well, yes. Rob goes. I've known Rob a long time. We go way back, and I know he's a breast man. Anyway, so the suspension, Jerky. How long are you suspended from the force for?
It was a total of 10 days.
A total of 10 days. I know the deets. I know the details on this suspension. I am not his counsel, but I am telling you that I am very, very upset with this suspension. But Jerky does not seem to be all that upset. Not nearly as upset as I am with the suspension.
He seems to be making the best of it. And I will say this to Officer Jerky. I feel less safe with you not on the force, so please hurry back.
Get back on the street, Jerky.
Yes, I got to get back up there soon.
Where you can
help
people.
City's going to fall apart.
Is there anything you would like to... I know we're on very dangerous ground here. Is there anything you would like to say about your current situation with your employer?
Oh, no. You know, he's a moron.
Well, the guy that suspended you?
Yeah, he's a moron.
I'm glad he didn't have anything to say about it.
Boy, way to cover up those feelings a little bit.
That's right.
I didn't say his name. I just think he's a moron. I'm entitled to my opinion.
All right. Yeah. And do you want to give us any information on why you, because they're dying to know why you were suspended.
Well, it's a long
quite
story.
Quite a crime.
It's a long story.
We got nothing,
get too detailed,
got
but
nothing but time, Officer Jerky.
At the end of the day, I did the right thing.
Which is what? Visit Mike?
Yes.
That's all you're going to get.
With Maria.
Yes.
With Maria. And now it's Jerky and Maria and the twins heading up to Tampa.
In 75-degree weather or whatever it is.
Yes,
when
sorry.
Everyone at home is
sorry.
In 18-degree weather.
I apologize. What is it today in D.C.?
It was a gripping 17 degrees when I got to the car today. And a great day for me to leave. You know how we have a coat rack outside of our office? That's where my coat was this morning. So it was a little chilly getting to the car today.
Well, I'm not going to gloat today, but I think today is the first day that we've really kicked your ass temperature-wise down here in South Florida.
Hey, guess what? That counts as gloating.
That's gloating. That's gloating. So, Jerky, before you hit the road, any final words for our vast listening audience? Oh, and by the way, say hi to our intern, Mac.
Hi, intern.
Who's
hi,
wearing orange today.
Yes.
That's Mac the intern.
Do a push-up.
He's our prospect.
You know, I'd like to see that. Can you do a push-up?
I can do a push-up, but I can't do it on camera.
Well, yeah, no. It's tough. It's tough with the configuration of the camera.
Well, don't you just want to see him make the effort or know that he's making the effort?
Mac?
Yes?
Drop and give me one.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
All right, here we go. And we don't have to see you. Just go out of camera, and there he's going down.
Oh, man, you know what? He's got a great ass.
There he is. How old is Mac, guys?
Isn't he 23?
I think so. Mac, how old are you?
24. I didn't hear him count off. He didn't count off.
No, he didn't.
How was his push-up?
He didn't count off, Rob.
I would give it a 5.
All right, do another one, but we need to hear you go, 1!
Okay.
Yeah, right. You got to count it.
All right. You know what was great as, here we go, we're going to get the push-up sound now.
1! I'll do 2.
Okay.
2!
Fantastic.
Very good.
Absolutely fantastic.
When we
Look at that body. That's a body at 23... That means that when he gets to be 45 years old, he will simply turn into a bowl of creme brulee.
We'll have to put him under a broiler to get the nice crispy top.
Let's start the show, and Jerky, have a safe trip up north.
Gentlemen, been real.
Take care, officer.
Have a good one.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The details of my life are quite inconsequential.
Oh, no, please, please. Let's hear about your childhood.
Very well. Where do I begin? My father was a relentlessly self-improving boulangerie owner from Belgium with low-grade narcolepsy and a penchant for buggery. My mother was a 15-year-old French prostitute named Chloe with webbed feet. My father would womanize, he would drink, he would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy, the sort of general malaise that only the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. Summers in Rangoon, luge lessons. In the spring, we'd make meat helmets. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really. At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shorn scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it.
You know, we have to stop. You made a fool of me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Piper Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Love them.
That's right. 2 days away. That's right. Bye, Officer Jerky. Get yourself some Sherry's Berries on the way up to Tampa.
Yes.
Thank you.
Give them to the lovely Maria.
The Maria. Yeah, you're a little up the... That's your, she's in your wheelhouse, isn't she?
I would like to, you know, sit down, play some cards with her, get to know her.
There you go. The only surefire way to win Valentine's Day this year is with Sherry's Berries. No easier way to get it right than with romantic, fresh, juicy berries from Sherry's Berries. Giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. And only for our listeners... Be a big shot.
Big shot, Dincha.
Mr. Big Shot. And double the berries for only $10 more. That's right, doppelberries. Massive, juicy. They're great. They're dipped in white, dark, and milk chocolatey goodness, topped with swizzles, decorative nuts and chips. They're just so good. I want them right now. Get them for me now.
Get them now. 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 Now.
Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's deal. Juicy, huge, freshly dipped berries, starting at $19.99. Or doppelberries for $10 more. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in TMOS or TMOS. Again, that's berries.com. Click the mic, TMOS. You must order today. Time is running out. And thank you. So... I got to pull back the curtain again.
Please
I know
do.
People
Please
are getting
do.
Tired of hearing about it, but we're resolving some infrastructure issues down here in the community, which has caused our last week of shows to have connectivity. You can't tell if you're listening to the show because we clean it up in post and
cobble
do that. But
together,
when we're doing
yeah.
the actual show, it's a little disconcerting. And so periodically, if I say to the guys, how are we doing? Like, I feel like there's a delay right now. One, two, three, one, two, three.
No, you're
there's
dead
not.
On right now. You're perfect. One, two,
okay.
three.
All right, just checking. So last night was marvelous. It was
Can
unusual.
I say something about Officer Jerky? And, you know, I
yes,
do
go
love
right
him.
At.
He is a great, great friend
yes.
of the show and a good guy. But
yes.
when we
Tell
were...
us how you really feel, because now he's left the
No,
the
no,
building.
No. No, this is just something sort of funny, because normally when he sits in on the show, and he has several times, he and I have a sort of adversarial relationship where I'm his
right.
target. But
yes.
when we were at one of our stop-down breaks, before you disconnected the audio, I heard him say... Who's the guy in orange? Who's the guy in orange?
That's
Who's
right.
that orange intern? And you said, that's Mac. And I said,
Mac,
he's yeah. got himself a new target. And it was right after that he made him do the push-ups.
That's right. Mac, how much fun is it for you when you get to slide into Oscar Santana's chair, basically see the whole layout of the studio and feel like you're paneling? Are you having as good a time
oh,
as
I
you
love
look
it.
Like you're having?
Because
yeah,
typically I'm go. Not looking at you. I'm My back's facing you, or I'm looking at you through another tiny monitor trying to do the cameras, but it's a lot better here. I love the
yeah
view.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's the real way that we do the show, by seeing the guys. And that really, to be honest with you, with our technical stuff, it really impacts me. It's kind of selfish.
Yeah.
It's like I could do the show if I was more of a pro, but when I lose like a video contact with you guys, I'm like, stop.
No, no.
Stop right now. Stop, stop,
Where
stop,
did you
stop.
Go? And you know what? I don't think it's selfish, because that was one of our main concerns when we broke down the living room studio and put you in another location, because
right.
we didn't want to risk having the eye contact or that sort of intimacy, and now we have you as the
Somebody
great-
is really breathing into the microphone down there.
That would probably be me.
You did do Mac, push-ups.
Yeah.
Mac, you got to go off mic when you it's really like
Well, to be fair, Mike, he did 3 push-ups a half hour ago.
And he's excited.
He is very excited.
He's excited. So, yeah, man, it was I don't know how back in my 30s and 40s I ever survived that type of lifestyle.
What
I don't,
was the
I
worst,
couldn't do it.
Was the worst era, and I've known you, we've worked together now for over 20 years, which is to me mind-boggling that you haven't killed me. But the in that time...
Well, that's because I come close to it, and then you know, and then it, and then we move on.
That's true.
I love you like an older son. I truly do. You drive me insane the same way, and I feel more that way today than I've ever felt as far as... you know, I care about everybody on the show, but, you know, 20 years, we literally can finish each other's thoughts.
Sentences.
Especially when the microphones are on. Sentences, thank you. But you know, but I still, you know, I still, you know, it's funny because I think that when you know somebody this long, you know all the incarnations of when I was behaving well and not behaving well, and
I think,
and you got an encyclopedic knowledge of the show, so you're kind of a historian.
I think the most dark, I would say your darkest era, and perhaps the funnest era to be with you the next day was when you first bought the restaurant.
Yeah, it was,
or maybe that right was, before you bought the restaurant, but you were a regular at the restaurant.
The demise of one of my relationships prior to the restaurant, were you in studio? Were you an intern or a producer or whatever incarnation you were on the show when I told the story of being left in Bermuda?
Bermuda, that's when I was interning. I believe
so
I was.
So you remember
interning.
That? You
I
were,
do.
We've been with each other since
a
then.
A long time, yes.
That was, as far as I was concerned, that was my, on a personal level, my personal life, that was bottom for me. That
okay.
was, I was a mess. I was a hot mess, and I really didn't know what was going to happen. Then flash forward to the next situation in my life, which was going through another divorce. But maybe because I had been through it, I was a little bit more steeled to it, but I was in more pain because I had daughters. So
yeah,
that
true.
Was a difficult time. After that, I kind of stabilized my kids and I. Everything, the ship was righted. Everything was okay. And I started really, in effect, a brand new life. I started a new life in a new house. I got involved in the restaurant and I bought the restaurant. What you saw during that period was I look back on that lifestyle and I would do the show, do the afternoon show, drive to drive home, maybe grab a shower, a second shower, get out to the restaurant, and I would be there quite often till closing, at least three nights a week.
You know, afternoon
and,
drive.
And it was, I don't know how I didn't die doing
afternoon
that, just
drive,
hours.
Where we've spent, that's where we spent most of our time together on terrestrial radio, is really a time slot designed to kill a disc jockey. Because
yes.
you can roar every night and sleep, and then you don't have to get to work. Even if you're pushing getting there early, you can get to work at noon and still get things done.
And I look back on it. That's why I survived it. If I had had to, if I'd had the little guy running around, it would have been impossible. And that's really the biggest difference. That's what it is. But yeah, there would be. There was only one time in that entire incarnation of having the restaurant, where I didn't. I showed up for even a 3 o'clock broadcast, probably not in the best shape that I should be in.
Right.
And that was when NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin.
I remember this.
The FedEx car ended up somehow on my kitchen floor, being licked in the face by my dog at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was it was truly
sunnier
special.
Sunnier days, Mike.
Sunnier days.
Sunnier
days. I guess the point of this whole story is, I can't do what I did last night because I'll die.
But
thank
once
you.
In a while is fine.
Yeah.
Once in a while is fine.
Oh, I'm not even going to agree with that. We'll take a break. When we come back, more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'll tell you about my dear, sweet 95-year-old mom and how she's still got to make a her son laugh. Isn't that special?
That is.
We'll be right back.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we teach you about words that sound pretty but mean disgusting things.
You mean like odium?
Odium. Perfect example.
Where do you find out?
Also on this week's episode, a listener sends us a What Were They Thinking? And highlights from the presidential debates. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Ah.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Trunk Club. No matter what time of year it is, you got to make every second count. I want to thank our listeners for responding to Trunk Club so beautifully. A lot of you really want to enhance your wardrobe and enhance your style, and you're doing it with Trunk Club. What is Trunk Club? Let me tell you, they make shopping easy by finding the best clothes for you and your style so you look great and always have the perfect clothes for the season. At trunkclub.com/TMOS, you simply answer some questions about yourself and you are assigned an expert stylist. Rob has Tasneem.
You know,
and
what
she's
been
fantastic.
What she asked me when she did my trunk, she says, "What about socks?" I said, "I just wear regular white socks." She gave me the greatest selection of socks, and I wore them to my Super Bowl party. No fewer than four ladies said, "Cool socks."
There you go. Thank
I've
you,
Tasneem.
I've
never gotten that before. I loved it.
Thank you, Tasneem. Before you know it, a trunk will arrive at your doorstep. It's really like getting a Christmas present. It's filled with hand-picked clothes, perfect for you, that somebody says, you know, they filled out the survey, and you know exactly what you're going to get and what your style is, and they know better than you do. Hand-picked clothes just for you from the best brands. Keep what you like. Send back what you don't. Just use the prepaid trunk for easy returns. And remember, Trunk Club is not a subscription service. You only pay for the clothes you like. If you don't like them, send them back. No hidden charges, just great clothes. Let Trunk Club make you look great in clothes picked just for you. Start today, and Trunk Club will style you for free, plus free shipping both ways. You only pay for the clothes you keep. Just go to trunkclub.com/TMOS. That's trunkclub.com/TMOS for a trunk filled with clothes that you will love wearing.
How great is that?
That's the best. So how's your mom doing?
She's doing great, and you know, and when I say great, she's got a great attitude.
Good.
She is having a lot of issues. For people that follow me on Facebook, you know that I've talked about that. I probably shared more than I should when I'm in that kind of melancholy zone. No matter how old a parent is, when you're you know, dealing with a parent that's not 100%, it's very, very frustrating. So
it's
she
not,
is.
I don't think you've overshared, and I'll tell you why. Because really, what you did when you put it out there like that, you get so much love back. And, you know, the people on Facebook, that is really what they are the best at.
You'll relate to this because this morning we both, Rob and I, get out of many sources. We both source our morning news from the Today Show. We kind of have it on as background noise. Did you get deep enough into it to see the Hoda Kotb Valentine piece?
I saw that they were teasing it. I did not see the actual piece. Can you nutshell it for me? Thumbnail
it's,
it?
You know what? Nutshell is they've got people, I think it's married 50 years and older, you know, old people that are married. And she sets up a whole, like, wedding ceremony with a reception for them, and they're all dancing. And I'm sitting there with this girl, Maria, who I don't know, sitting on the couch across from me. And I've got this on in the background, and I'm dealing with 3.5 hours of sleep. And I'm sitting there going,
oh,
saying,
my God,
don't do this.
You hit crisis again?
Don't do this. Don't lose it. It's not good enough. It's not even.
Don't
so
waste
I got
it.
Myself. I said, it's not even a good enough piece to do this. And I gathered myself and I got through it. But, I have been very wobbly with the situation. And so I called my mom yesterday and I have a conversation with her. And she is, she had some serious circulatory issues, which caused stomach issues as well. And she's dealing with that. And for a long period of time, too long, really. Thank you, doctors. It was a situation where she was having trouble eating without having extraordinary pain,
right,
to the point where she lost a lot of weight. Even clear liquids would result about an hour later in pain that would last 6 and 7 hours.
Ooh.
It was horrible for her.
Yeah.
And no matter what the situation, you don't want to see a loved one suffering that way. And it was horrible. We didn't know what to do. Well, flash forward. A gastroenterologist actually figures some stuff out. They give her the right medication, and she's able to eat again. So she has a new lease in life.
Fantastic.
She's been through it. She's still very weak, but but her attitude is wonderful. And before we got off the line, this is the way she is. She just cracked me up because she said, I said, "Are you eating?" She said, "Am I eating? It's fantastic. I really enjoy." And she says, "Here's the thing, though. We have to fill out in the nursing center. We have to fill out our menus a week in advance. So every night at 6 o'clock when it's dinner, I get a surprise." Because she doesn't remember. I'm 56. I wouldn't remember if I had to order it a week
That's
out.
So
she says,
great.
"Sometimes they bring it in and I say, what the heck was I thinking? And then other times I say, oh, I didn't know that was going to be our dinner tonight. So you know what? I'm laughing out loud
that's
as I'm going
so
out. Because it sounds like a classic old age joke. But she's hanging in there. And for everybody that reached out to me online with really wonderful words of support. The thing about Facebook is that that's a time when I think Facebook just kicks ass. I think
yes.
when you've got somebody that you know is going through something and they need to share it because they got to purge it. They want it out there. Everybody wants a hug, and you get them from people on Facebook. And I also believe, I guess, in my level of spiritualism, I believe that when you've got a collective consciousness that's out there thinking about one person, I don't think it can hurt. I don't have any proof that it doesn't work. I don't have any proof that it does work. But you know what? It feels really, really good. So
it
get well
hurt.
Soon, Mom.
Yeah, we were all thinking about her. That is so cool. I remember when Robert had one of his extended hospital stays when he was first diagnosed. You know, he's cancer-free now, so I don't care about talking about it. He had to fill out his menu every night, and this is right when they started him on massive doses of steroids. And
right.
He literally would not stop eating. I mean, I'm talking
right.
At one point he was 2.5-3 years old, he would sit down and eat a pizza from Uno.
Wow.
He would eat an Uno pizza.
Jeez.
And I talked to the doctor about it, and he said he's going to want to eat. Give him and this was I was really hoping he'd say, well, we can back off or it's going to be all
right.
He said,
right.
No, there's really no way to fight this. Give him stuff that requires a lot of chewing and is low calorie. And basically, so he said, give him celery sticks. Give him celery sticks. They'll take him a long time to eat, and he'll be eating. We have pictures of him, like when most kids are cuddling a teddy bear. He's cradling a jar of peanuts. He is so in love with this jar
right.
of peanuts, and it's just
right.
he was so crazy. But we had to fill out those menus, and he would say, "Dad, let's do the dinner." I said, "Okay, what do you want?" He said, "Chicken dinosaurs. How many? 3 orders."
And he ate them.
Oh God, he would eat. And
well, you
eat.
Know, it's a common practice, and I've been on a lot of diets, and I will tell you this: that you get food that you chew and chew and chew. You know, it can taste good, but it's better if it takes it a long time to chew. That's why I subsist on a steady diet of deviled eggs.
just slide them down.
I don't know why I said that.
Luke.
Speaking of Luke. Deviled eggs, well, not really, but. I've been meaning to tell you this story on the show for quite some time.
Okay.
And it was a little moment that I had. My routine down here, and I've talked about it, is the fact that my number one chore is to take the little bastards out for their morning constitutional.
Oh, the dogs.
So I have to take the dogs out for their dump. And, you know, a little chilly down here in South Florida this morning. There's nothing quite like the semi-frosty consistency of Beluga's steaming pile that I have to pick up with my plastic bag over my hand.
Yes, and, it's what the Chinese call yin and yang, Mike.
Yeah, it's,
the balance
it's not
life.
Pleasant.
No.
It's not pleasant. On occasional mornings, I'm out there earlier than others, but usually any time in that 7 a.m. range,
yes,
when I'm taking the dogs out for their walk, it's me and the dogs, and the ladies haven't gotten out for their walks yet, and I'm usually solo flying. And that particular morning, you know, it's not that I can't break wind in front of my betrothed. I certainly can.
Yes.
We certainly have.
And
we've
she,
been
you.
13 years. We've done this. It's not a big deal. But on this particular morning, my gaseous urgency developed from the time that I walked out of my front door to where the dogs were.
Sure.
And I was a little tired, been a little tired with the
weary,
you know, with a little weary, and just maybe not as, what's the word I want to use? Vigilant.
I understand.
As I may have been. So the drill goes like this. Beluga, the mad pooper, is the first to dump because what he is basically a fat tube with black hair and colon.
Are they,
that's all he is. That's
a,
and a little thick neck and a little ugly head, which doesn't allow him to breathe properly.
Are they
that's why
fairly?
He snores at night.
Are they fairly well on as far as being on a schedule? When they go out in the morning, is it fairly right away for both
it's
of them?
Not religious, but yes, there is a schedule that they know, especially Frankie,
right.
Who just, you know, going out and sniffing all the other dogs' urine in the neighborhood is about the best part of his day.
Sure.
So he's looking at me and, you know, he's like wagging his tail, looking at me. Is it time? Is it time? Is it time? time? Is it time? I said, yeah, it's time. I take Beluga out. Beluga can't hear the dinner bell. Beluga doesn't know where he is, doesn't know what's going on. Beluga will walk around the wrong sofa every time because that's what he does. Beluga will snore in the middle of the night, and Beluga will sleep 18 hours of the day.
Right.
18 hours he will be sleeping. That's his life. And he's also the first one to poop. He's great about that because
yes.
you take him out, and you know you're going to get the payoff right away, and so he goes out.
It's his best trick.
Yes, and this is my drill, and then Frankie lingers. Frankie likes to sniff everything he can sniff, and then when Frankie squats to do that, it is like watching a 98-year-old man that's been on antidepressants and opiates because he's so constipated.
Of course.
He squeezes one out with his rear hind legs up in the air, leaning on his front legs with his little chihuahua butt up in the air, and it's like if I could make the sound, I don't hear Frankie making any sound, but he would be going... Yeah. Like that, but it finally
like
happens
Elvis at the end. Just
yeah,
he can't make Mike.
And then what comes out is basically a desiccated Tootsie Roll.
Yes,
and I pick it up and I go treat, and then they both turn and go back to the house, and that's in my. But the joyous part of my day
same
is done.
Joke
but,
every day.
Yes,
treat joke. Same,
treat, and we go back. And when we come back, I will tell you that it's just something I should be more vigilant about.
I understand.
Because I'm not, believe it or not, I know we talk about it, I'm not a big farter. We'll take a break and come back on the Michael Mann Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Headspace. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Most of your problems start with your mind. And it can be fear, it can be stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness. They all begin in your head, and they slowly wreck your life. You can really let stress overwhelm you. It doesn't have to be that way. You can actually make a major difference in just 10 minutes a day. Guided meditation is what I'm talking about with the new Headspace app. Now, what is Headspace? Well, it's meditation made simple. It's like a gym membership for your mind. Guided meditations, you listen to them. They tell you how to do it. They tell you how to breathe. They tell you what to do, where to sit, how to sit. And it's so easy, and it's phenomenal. You can do it whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, tablet, or computer. Meditation has been around for thousands of years. It works. I know people that it's worked for. Scientific studies show that it's got positive effects. Improved focus. Relationship harmony, not to mention decreased anxiety and lowered stress. 5 million users already are getting some Headspace for free right now. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program, a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today, and I know you'll love it. So we've discussed the routine, the drill with the dogs that we have there. And
this particular incident that you're building up to, was it this
yes.
week?
No.
Okay. I was just curious because I thought
I've been sitting on it for a while.
I know you're dealing with some mental weariness, what with our connectivity
yes.
issues. And sometimes that
right.
manifests itself with, mood. And then you make it internal and it physicalizes.
The connectivity issues began a week ago Thursday.
So yes.
This was Friday of last week.
Oh, so you were already feeling the stress.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I take the dogs out and I'm walking outside. And at that moment, I have a little gas. And I have to tell you, I know everybody looks at the fat guy and you think you do it a lot. I don't.
He really
I
doesn't.
I don't do it.
He
I
doesn't.
Really don't.
I have no
Rob's
idea.
Worked with me and I don't. Thanks for stunning, stunning pony. Oh my God, he doesn't. But anyway, I was really, it was a biggie. I mean, it was like a.
Oh, a clapper. Several punches on it like that?
It was a multi-punch.
Yeah.
Where it was just kind of, and Beluga was in front of me, Frankie was next to me, and I let fly. It was, I think really, you probably could have heard it in Naples, Florida. It was, and I don't know where this woman appeared.
Oh, no.
And she was power walking, and she... I am not exaggerating when I say she was probably 11 feet from me. I turned and I see, and I'm like, She heard the whole. I turned and I see. I'm like, oh no. I immediately turned back away from her and she increased her pace and continued down. I do not know what I'm going to do if I see this woman again.
You can't save this now.
She walked into, now, I will say, based on the cold temperatures and the wind that day, I am not able to confirm or deny the smell factor that that she may have encountered. But I don't think, when they're that loud, I don't think they, and I didn't feel like it was something like that. So I don't think she walked into a jet wash. But I will tell you, I will never, ever, ever, as long as I live, be able to make eye contact with this woman again, because it was
if you ever had a chance of fixing it, that's gone. Because the only way you possibly could have saved it is at that exact moment. Made
the
eye
very
contact
concept,
and said,
Rob.
Good morning.
How are you? Oh, boy. Did you hear that lawn chair scraping across the pool deck over there? Wow. Hi, lady. Hey, lady. Or I could have done the Rodney thing, turned around and said, hey, who stepped on the duck? But no, I didn't want to do that. And so she continued on her way. And here's the thing. The whole that one chore, that activity is the most emasculating activity in my
yes.
You're sitting there, a grown, large man with a little leash and two little rats on the end of it that you're walking so you can scoop up their poo and walk back into the house and go,
would it be better for you if it was, say, a golden retriever?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
A bigger dog.
100%. Or maybe an Irish wolfhound.
Yes. Or a pony. Like, Not you, of course, Matt.
Thank you.
Well, the thing is, if I'd had an Irish wolfhound, I could have, I could have turned around and looked at the lady and gone, Buster, stop that. There's a lady. You can't do that with a chihuahua. He's not going to make that sound. If Frankie had made that sound, he'd look down, he'd be split wide open.
Or he would have taken to the sky.
Yes.
Now,
to honor America, the Super Bowl 50 is proud to present Frankie, the flatulent flying chihuahua. You know?
Coming in at the end of the national anthem, a dog shooting over Levi Stadium. Zoom! Now, speaking of dogs and farting, I have a question.
Yes.
Have you ever farted and then your dog looks at you and cocks his head? Because that's happened to me. It's the exact same face I get with, like, do you want to ride? Do you want to go for a walk? So I was alone downstairs in the basement. I let one go, and Linus looked at me with his head cocked like, what was that peculiar high-pitched noise?
Daddy! Daddy! Ooh, what was that?
I still love the idea of Frankie taking to the air. I think that would be terrific.
Wonderful dog, and very, very happy about that. This is on the heels of, did I tell the story about Frankie? It's not a story, where the neighbor was walking up to me, and Frankie decided to drag his ass across the pavement.
Yes, you mentioned it.
So this is like within a month, I've experienced these two wonderful feelings. And if I had the big, hearty, real dog, and by the way, when I see those dogs, and there are a few of them, you got your Irish setters, your golden retrievers, your Springer Spaniels.
Ooh, good dog.
Dog dogs, right? And when I see the
Black
guys
labs,
that are walking those dogs.
Labs,
Oh, I love it. And I say, every time I see these guys, I say, real dogs. And inevitably the guy goes, yeah, but I'm still picking up poop.
And you know, Mike, to be fair, a lot more poop, because the bigger dogs, that's more of an issue. And you know, there's been a couple, there's dogs that roam our building here. We have one in the studio, but also dogs on the first floor.
It's a Jack Russell Terrier, right? The one in the building?
I think
a little Jack Russell
Tater
is a little mutant.
Tater's a mix, I think.
Yeah, he's some kind of mutt.
But the ones that are on the first floor.
Look, I don't want to get anybody in trouble here, and it's our landlord, but not a lovable dog.
Well, I think Tater picks and chooses who he loves.
Tater's going to tate.
Tater's going to tate, exactly.
Tater going to tate. That's it. Tater's there.
To say that Tater has never walked into the studio, looked at me, and growled would be a lie, because he's done it.
Yeah, he's done it to me, too. So f*** him.
No, sorry, I hate to make you do another edit.
I hate that. But getting back to the whole thing where I did not sense this lady.
Yes.
You're going to love this, Rob, but I'm not. Well, I'm starting to pay attention down here to hearing aid commercials.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, once again, here we go with show history. You remember back in the day, Buzz was tested, Dom was tested, I was tested.
Yep.
And I was, in my own mind, I was an effing lock to have the best hearing. They were both older than I was. I was going to have better hearing, and I was the worst of the three.
And yeah, I remember.
Remember the joy they both had? Ha, ha, ha! You're deafer than we are!
And you said, what?
Yeah.
No, and the amazing thing is that of the three of you, and I've worked with all three of you, obviously, you keep your headphones quietest, so it's not a headphone thing. You know, I used to be able to follow the Don and Mike show from the bleed from Don's headphones. I mean, they were that loud. Stop it! Stop it! Because sometimes that happens. But there's nothing to be ashamed of about hearing aids. You know, Horny Bob Spiewak wears a couple. And he's got
a couple?
Yeah, they've changed his life because he can't.
How's that?
The first frequency to go is that of like a girl's voice. Not necessarily a woman's voice, but a girl's voice. And when the kids were going down to visit him at the beach, Julia would be talking right at him and he'd say, what? Because that frequency just goes.
Well, let me just say this part of the country, it's not like there are places where you can't get that malady fixed. Okay. I mean, it is. And I saw one the other day, and I will be honest, I started paying attention to it. To me, there's a big difference between having a hearing aid and like getting any other medical procedure. To me, that represents not aging, that represents the elderly.
Yeah.
And I don't know. And I, as
we need
long
to
as
remove
I,
the stigma, and you have that power.
You could call me? A racial slur?
No.
I don't appreciate that. No, I'm doing the I can't hear thing.
What you need to do is you need to be the young, happening, hip disc jockey with hearing aids. And, you can make them now.
But I don't need them for work. I don't need them when I'm talking to you.
Okay, you could be like
basically,
Bob
Hope. Aren't we wearing hearing aids? We're wearing hearing aids. What are headphones? But what?
You could be like Bob Hope. And remember he had his big headphones that he wore when he watched television at the end? You could
wear. Gentlemen, here we go. All right, put on the Love Boat.
You could
Dolores, put on the Love Boat for me right now. Yeah, that's fantastic. All right, put on the NBC mystery movie. Yeah, there you go.
You can wear them around the house. But, you know, they might actually help with your headphones. You could actually keep your headphones quieter
hearing
aids in.
Yeah, see, that's what worries me. And I'll pluck them out if they don't work. It's like doing a concert. You know, I mean, if you're up there on stage and your monitor doesn't work, you pop it out.
Right.
But with the TV, this is Carla listening to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Okay.
Erica was the one who told Yolanda that her kids, Bella and Gigi, were probably suffering from Lyme disease, but that the other ladies were...
And then she'll come in if I'm listening to the... It's like,
Erica, hey, Mike's watching television right now.
I don't know.
Same in my house.
To me, this is the way I look at it. In my mind, if I go to the audiologist and pull the trigger... it's just it's me finally admitting that it'll be a long battle, hopefully, but the final battle has begun.
Well,
it's the final descent into the sea, as you know, but I mean, I don't know. You've already fired the first shot,
Mike. You have reading glasses, and I'm right there with you. And I hate it. I hate.
Hello.
Those eyes. God Almighty.
Oh wow. As my great grandmother's maid said, close your eyes before
look
you bleed
that
to
Botox.
Death.
Botox. Jesus Christ.
Horrible. But here's what you must not do, Mike.
Beer 3, beer 4, beer 5, beer 6, beer 7, beer 8, beer.
His face tells a story.
It's like the rings of a tree. Yeah.
It is. You can cut Mike's head open.
Well, the next thing you know, Rob, I'll get a hearing aid, and then I'll be ready for poise pads. Did you see the ad for poise pads on the Today Show today?
No. What are poise pads?
All I know is it's...
Might be a local market thing for you, because I didn't see it.
Nope. It was I think it was a national commercial.
Was it a national
ad? And the lady
ad?
Said, do you... somebody said the gist of the commercial... is poise pads are for, at least the commercial part I heard was the lady saying, when you leak, do you leak a little bit when you laugh?
Oh, I've seen that. Yes, I have seen that. Yeah.
Where you're, you know, where I guess, you know, that, you know, a lady's like cracking up and having a lot of fun and she just goes, you know, she sits and goes,
do you remember we had a motto for the show last week? I believe it was laugh until you puke.
Right.
How about this? The Mike O'Mara Show will make you laugh until you leak.
Laugh until you leak.
Laugh
until you
leak.
Poise pads for women that, and I guess this can be young women or older women, they offer this product if you have that problem. I didn't know that.
Or men.
I thought women were kind of, you know, ultimately that the, you know, the sexual plumbing and all that was different. But when it came to like the spigot.
Sure.
I thought they should. I think we got better plumbing as far as that's concerned.
Probably. Yeah. I imagine that there would be men that could need poise pads or something like a poise pad.
We'll see. We'll see
now,
what happens.
Back to the hearing aid. Here's what you must not do.
I was trying to move on.
Don't do what my Uncle Bruce did. What? Don't go to like the back of Parade magazine and get the $19 hearing aid.
No. I'm gonna do the right thing. I'm gonna see first of all if it's covered by insurance.
It will. It'll be mostly covered. My dad's is, but his costs like a. It's my dad was like buying a used VW. His was like $3,000. I mean, they are really expensive.
Well, the only place I have it's almost unbearable for me is in a crowded restaurant. That's when I have the most trouble. And, you know, by the way, how many appearances have we done over the years where you will be in a room with 200 people and someone will walk up to you and do you have any crowd sounds in the background?
I can find your crowd,
cocktail party that you could trip? Because I have to do that for purposes of illustration, the way this would work, where I'm in a crowded room and somebody will come up to me and speak at their regular volume level.
Yep.
Has anybody ever had that happen where somebody's you're in a bar and somebody thinks is just assuming that you can hear them when they're talking at the regular level and they continue and you say what? So they'll walk up and say, "Hi, Mike, I'm a really big fan of yours and I just really, you know, you guys are really doing things like that." You know, I'm like, "I appreciate it. I really do. I really appreciate that. Thanks."
Yeah. I was wondering, is there a chance that you can get my husband? My husband would love to accept how to go because we're from Arlington, Virginia, and so we'll make the drive out of here. So I was wondering, let's go for a metro train. Boom, boom.
Last stop, Chinatown.
Yeah, you talk to someone like that in an appearance, and when it's done, you get an email from the next day saying, "I really appreciate you saying we can come in and sit in the studio with our children." I agreed to that because you can't hear. You can't hear a damn thing.
Before we get to break here, I want to touch on one last thing. Mr. Rob Spiewak, you have said for years and years and years that you do not purchase gifts for each other at Valentine's Day.
Not a thing.
Not even a card? Not even a Valentine's card?
You know what? I'm thinking I may surprise her with a card this year because she's been working so hard with all the stuff she's been doing with thecare.com and really busting her ass. And you know
Talked to her about an hour the other day about all the stuff that she's doing. And
hey, lucky
you. I should do that with all the spouses more often. I really should do that.
And she with your own spouse, too.
What is something I was thinking without spending money?
Yes.
And if I may offer this.
Yeah.
Perhaps you do something like, a traditional like breakfast in bed or something like that. I mean, that would be way of saying thanks so much, dear. I love you very much.
That is a nice idea. And you know what I could do? I would still do the bulk of the work, but I would need to have the kids involved on that. Because don't you think that when you come up with the tray, if you bring the kids and we're all there.
Speaking of kids involved, my kid's involved in a major tantrum out in the hallway right now. That's what I can hear.
Well, kids always cry when Jerky leaves.
Yes, that's right.
Like
everybody
the
wants
day
to see
after
Jerky.
Christmas.
Just remember, if you're counting Jerky's comment about my son when he was born, does it talk yet? That's it.
I like the breakfast idea. I think that would be great because, you know, she does have a job on Sunday morning. She does stuff at a church where she goes in and does the child care, oversees the child care. So she has to be up early anyway. So if I brought her breakfast in bed, coffee too, she's a big coffee lady, she'd love it. So yeah, I'll do that and report back on Monday. I think that's a
good
cool
for
idea.
You. I think that's fantastic. Somebody call the Leesburg Dunkin' Donuts. They'll have an early visitor on Sunday morning. That's the way that's going to go down. And, of course, with Carla, I will wake up on Sunday morning, which is Valentine's Day, look her in the eye and say, "Hey, lottery winner, you're still married to me." Fantastic.
Hey,
we'll take a break.
Go use that dishwasher, dear.
Yes, go use that delightful dishwasher. Come back. We'll have a news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie.
And it's not really a recipe, but I do shrimp, like a lemon wine sauce with a little bit of cracked red pepper. And then just to put that over pasta.
I guess the best thing I make, Carrie will back me up, I make an excellent chicken and dumplings. Yes.
Oh, I love chicken and dumplings. What's your favorite thing that Carrie makes?
Love.
You made her laugh.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Disgusting. That made me gross.
Disgustingly funny. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You have heard me talk about my Sleep Number bed. This is the particular friend that I did not want to say goodbye to this morning. You've heard me brag about how great I sleep. You know, I talk about sleep number all the time, and you know that I love my sleep, and you know the onus is on me. I have not looked at my sleep number score yet today, my sleep IQ score.
Okay.
Because when I look at it, I know it's going to, based on the fact that I only got to bed and 3.5 hours later got up again, it's probably not going to be very kind
Mike,
to me
it's
because
going to
sleep
be an,
IQ.
It's going to be an outlier. Today's score is going to be an outlier.
Yes, it's an outlier, but I love my sleep number bed. I go to sleep on that thing as easy as anything I have ever slept on in my entire life. And Sleep IQ will tell me, you stayed out too late, Mr. Man. You did not do what you were supposed to do, and you can't do that on a regular basis. So thank you, Sleep IQ, for letting me know and tracking and optimizing my sleep. I promise I will do better tonight.
Yeah.
Whether it's adjusting your sleep number setting or making different lifestyle choices.
That's you.
You will always know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. My sleep number is an 85. Carlos is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was not read by me because I knew it wasn't going to be good because I didn't get enough sleep. I didn't go to bed on time.
Monday
Thank you
for
very
sure,
much.
Mike. Monday for sure.
That's right. Monday, it was a 95. Thank you very much.
There you go.
You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Come in during their Ultimate Sleep Number event where you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. Plus, the Queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99. No better sleep with Sleep Number. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Don't forget to bust a funky lyric and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Rock
love.
On. News.
News.
Boo. A study found, this is related to our last discussion.
Yes.
A guy buys you a cheap Valentine's Day gift, like a cheap box of chocolates or some cubic zirconia earrings. It's actually a sign that he's really into you.
Really?
Yeah. All right. Big question mark with that opening paragraph.
Yeah.
That's a silver lining, right? You think?
Maybe,
You know, you're getting a cheap gift, but much more valuable real love. But slow down. Here's the real reasoning behind it. Since he feels so close to you, he thinks of the two of you as a partnership. And he picked a gift that also is good for him. In other words, he went cheap because it was a win-win. You still got a decent gift. He saved money. I think I'm not buying any of this crap. No.
And
anyway,
I can't even think who would put this out. Yeah, this is a survey from a guy magazine. Yeah.
This was released by Clueless Magazine, who said no. If you bought the cheaper chocolates because there were a lot more of them than in a tiny box of boutique chocolates, he knows he's going to get some also. So it's just, you know, is this any kind of bulletin that we're finding out that, you know, the reason that he loves it? No, it's that he's just selfish.
Exactly.
That's all that I'm getting out of this. Anyway, if you get a surprisingly mediocre gift this Valentine's, know deep down it's because his feelings are strong. That's great, but I'm guessing you might just rather have a real diamond.
Yeah, or something. Get a diamond and tell him to hit the road.
Thank you very much.
Beat it, Buster.
Or go get donuts. Back in 2013, Justin Bieber got a capuchin monkey as a birthday present. Remember this story?
I do remember this, Mike.
He named
it Puppy Monkey Baby.
There it is.
Puppy Monkey Baby. Puppy Monkey Baby.
He named it OG Mally. And he took it with him on a trip to Germany. Unfortunately, Mally got seized by customs in Munich.
I remember
so
this.
So Justin went on his way, and the monkey ended up in a zoo. Everyone accused Justin of being reckless and irresponsible with his monkey, but he wound. But he would like you to know it was not the case. He admits to everyone that everyone told him not to bring Mally on the trip, and he didn't listen. He swears all the papers were in order, and even though he was given an opportunity to reclaim OG Mally and didn't, he still digs monkeys.
Well, isn't that special?
Do you have a comment from the zookeeper?
Thank you so much for bringing your capuchin monkey to Germany.
Here's his quote.
Yes.
If you could get a monkey, well, you would get an effing monkey, too. Yeah, Justin, we all want to be like you, you little dick. That's the way it is. Monkeys are awesome, he says, but I'm not going to bring him to Germany or travel with it anymore.
Well, he also used to play. He liked having the monkey because he could beat the monkey at Jeopardy.
That's right. Patriots owner Robert Kraft couldn't just accept the fact that that Peyton Manning and the Broncos knocked off Tom Brady and the Pats on their way to the Super Bowl, he had to get a shot in because he's a nad.
He is a nad.
Although, to be honest, his shots go, it was a pretty good one that took the whole Manning family on. He said, here's Bob Kraft. I do a Bob Kraft.
Okay.
I happened to see Archie Manning at the Super Bowl. He has two sons who have won two Super Bowls each. But with all due respect, we have one son who has won four. That's the quote.
Well, yeah, and it's not, excuse me, you have four sons, Bob Kraft, who have won a total of zero Super Bowls.
Exactly.
Tom Brady is not your son. There's the bulletin, you hump. You insufferable hump, Bob Kraft.
Yeah.
Bob Kraft.
With the blue shirt and the white collar.
No, he's still rocking that look. It's good.
Yeah, he loves that look. A new survey found the most and least stressful things at work. Here are the four things. I thought I'd do this story with the present company today, boys.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Just weigh in if you agree or disagree.
All right.
A new survey found the most in. Let's do this with Pony.
Okay.
Because Pony's a nervous Nelly. He's a nervous guy. Here's a new survey that found the most and least stressful things at work. These are the four things that cause the most pressure. Let's see how you feel about it. Number one, unpredictability.
I would say no. I can handle unpredictability.
Yeah. Unpredictability. Yeah, number two,
speaking.
Interacting with your boss, coworkers, and clients.
Ding, ding, ding.
There it is.
And you know what? I think it's best that we keep that in mind. Let's keep him far, far away from the clients.
Number three is deadlines, Pony.
Deadlines, I would say medium.
Medium,
you know,
okay. And number four, safety for other people. Well, we're not working in a mine.
Yeah.
We're not out on the oil rig with this job, so you don't have to worry about
Here's
that.
Here's Pony. He's actually designing our website and using a circular saw.
I did do a push-up.
I mean, how could he have an accident doing something like this? Oh, God! Help me! Oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, we're having an earthquake. All right. The four things that people stress out about the least are...
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. Travel. That wasn't me. I used to stress out about travel.
Yeah, I stress out all the time.
Oh, yeah. Pony took 5 weeks to not buy a plane ticket.
Yeah, remember?
Thinking about getting a promotion. Nobody in our crew.
But that's a stupid thing to say because thinking about it. He said, I'm going to sit down. What are you doing right now? Oh, I'm sitting here thinking about getting a promotion.
Stupid list.
Yeah, dumb.
Number three is your own safety. There's that safety thing again. What is the deal with that? Mike! Help me. Oh, God, no.
Mike.
Oh, God. Jerky left something behind in the bedroom. Oh, God, no.
At least you didn't fart.
Thank you. And number four. The length of the workday and work week. We don't stress out about that because we put as many hours in as we need.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The way it's always been with that. But we also work short hours because we do radio. So
I like the what stresses people. I don't necessarily agree with any of the non-stress issues there.
Yeah.
That's what I think. That's what I think, Mike.
Chaz Bono will appear on two episodes of The Bold and the Beautiful.
Which one is she?
He.
I'm sorry.
You don't want to make those people angry.
No, Mike.
And I don't even mean to say those people.
I withdraw the remark.
Our friends in the trans community, I don't want to piss off.
All right, can I have the setup
Love
again?
You.
I'd like to do the joke better.
Chaz Bono. No, you don't get a redo. On March 31st and April 1st, Bold and the Beautiful, Chaz Bono. He won't be playing himself. He'll play a minister.
Okay.
He says, quote, I'm very excited to have been cast in a role on The Bold and the Beautiful. I'm grateful they are willing to pay me to do something I love, which is to act. Good for Chaz.
That's good.
Chaz hasn't done much acting. Back in the 70s, he used to appear on his parents' show, Sonny and Cher, back when he was a little girl named Chastity. I'm old enough to remember that
As
show.
As am I, actually.
Chastity also did an episode of the Ellen DeGeneres sitcom Ellen in 1997. Chaz has appeared as himself on both The Secret Life of the American Teenager and Degrassi, The Next Generation.
Degrassi Junior High was a teen-oriented show, and I guess there was a follow-up. Yeah, Adrian is smiling big. He apparently smokes pot and watches it.
Okay. And now a little something-something. People are willing to shoot each other over anything today. Big discussion on the patio last night about guns.
I bet.
On the other hand, there's nothing worse than a bad haircut. A 29-year-old woman from San Diego, she got a haircut on Wednesday morning, and she hated how it turned out. So she showed up at the barbershop a few hours later, and she also brought a loaded gun.
Oh, no. That's not the way to handle it.
It wasn't just for intimidation. She actually opened fire on the owner. She pulled the trigger 3 times. Luckily, the gun malfunctioned. Then some employees and customers tackled her and held her until the cops showed up, and she was arrested for attempted murder. I had no earthly idea that Carla was from San Diego.
I'm sorry. That wasn't very nice. Yes, sir.
Well, that's why I believe in beauty shop background checks, ladies and gentlemen.
I hear you.
That's right. You get a background check before you get your hair done. What do you think of that? Hi, everybody. Hey, we'll take a break and get Rob's audio vault. The last one of the week, thank God.
It is.
When we come back on the Michael Barron Show.
In one ear, I have a show so powerful it could entertain humanity for an eternity.
Wow.
In the other, I have a seashell.
Wow! The TMY's bonus show package is unedited funny.
You can't put funny in a seashell.
Get your TMY's bonus show package today at MichaelMarishow.com. It's much funnier than this promo.
What is with him?
Yeah. Welcome back to the Michael Marish Show, everybody. Hey, hold on a second. Somebody's at the door. Let me hit it. Let me hit it again. Hold on. There it is. Wait. Let me play this. Hold on. Let me play this. I'm going to put this on, and let's see if you can hear it.
All right.
This is my... We're talking about Ring doorbell.
Yes.
The new Ring doorbell. It's really phenomenal. And I've had mine for about 2 weeks now. I'm trying to play this one with Carla. Hold on. Turn your music down a little bit, okay? Yeah. Not that I couldn't listen for hours to The Power of Love.
Yes.
I truly could.
It's a great song.
This is... That's Carla and my son... I was out at a chiropractor's appointment.
Hello.
Then you hear me talking
in
my car.
Cool.
That's me saying hello at the door. That's the Ring audio doorbell. Jerky was telling a story about a buddy of his where the friend went out and he had a roommate that used to, not Jerky, but this friend of his had a roommate that used to like to smoke.
Yeah.
And he went out and locked himself out and he got pissed off and he kicked the door in.
Uh-huh.
And he tried to tell this guy that, you know, somebody had broken in. Well, he gets home, he gets his Ring app out and he looks at the video and there's the guy kicking the door in.
Oh, my God.
The roommate actually called the cops and they busted the guy out and the guy finally copped to it and admitted that it was actually him all along.
That's cool.
The statistic I was amazed about with the Ring doorbell, 95% of home break-ins happen during the day, and burglaries usually start by ringing your bell.
Yep.
I didn't know that. With the Ring video doorbell, the one that I was just playing for you, playing audio from the video doorbell, you can see and talk to anyone at your door from anywhere in the world. Our listeners can get free expedited FedEx shipping when they go to ring.com/TMOS. Remember, that's ring.com/TMOS. The price point is great on this product. You will love it. With the Ring video doorbell, you're always home, and you can take somebody's call at your front door from wherever you are, and it saves it on video. So if you have a roommate that goes outside to smoke a cigarette, locks himself out, and then kicks your door in, you can bust him out too. With the Ring video doorbell, you are always home. So go to ring.com/TMOS and rest easy, my friend. Without further ado, let's open it up. It is the audio vault for today, Friday, Feb 12, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Gotta love a product that the cops stand behind. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Really hot right now. Deadpool opens today, Mike. It's another superhero movie. I know you're shocked. And people are talking all about a couple things about it. Betty White did a review of Deadpool, and I think you'll enjoy this. Hot lady.
Hello. I just saw the most anticipated movie of the year, Deadpool. It was glorious. Once in a generation, a movie comes along that your whole family will love. If your family is a f***ed up group of kissing him. Plus, Ryan Reynolds looks so f***ing handsome in his red leather suit. I give it 4 Golden Girls. It's the best picture of the year. So, go see Deadpool this Friday.
She's the best. I love the joke.
Oh, she'll do it. She gets the joke at this age. That's awesome.
What is so great is when you watch the video, you can see her lips. She's saying those words. It's awesome.
That's fantastic.
And also, while we're talking Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds and Olivia Wilde were on Watch What Happens Live, and they were talking about the sex scenes and filming sex scenes, and I found this pretty enlightening.
I want to talk about sex scenes, baby. Ryan, do you wear a sock during all of your sex scenes?
The ones at home, always.
The ones at home, you always do.
Very shy. No, do I wear a... Yeah, you do sometimes. Yeah, sometimes.
It's the polite thing to do.
It is a etiquette. I do believe you should always wear a...
sock. What do you, you have a good sex answer. Scene. Do you hit the gym harder good than answer. Usual?
Do you hit the gym? No, I don't. It depends. I don't know. It depends. If you're like a Deadpool, I have to be like, right. You know? Ripped so yeah, up. Of course. Yeah. But no.
Thank you for indulging me. Just was curious. I like asking hot people about their hot scenes.
When you talk about the sea sock.
Is that Andy Cohen that's doing the interview?
Mm-hmm. Okay. When they talk about the sea sock and they say it's etiquette, that just seems weird to me. Of course
well,
I'm wearing
you know,
it.
If you're, you know, in bed with an actress that you're not married to and, you know, you don't have a romantic relationship with and, you know, you brush up against her with the old package and, you know, it happens to be a mitten as opposed to skin on skin. I think that's probably the courtesy they're talking
it's a mitten.
About.
It's the Mike O'Mara mitten.
Yeah. If I had one, by the way, you know, I think mine would just be, you. Have you seen Master and Commander?
Yes, of course.
You remember the surgery where they work on the ship's doctor after he gets shot and they take that little piece of fabric that the bullet was wrapped around so it didn't fester? Remember that?
Yes.
That would be the size
That's
of the fabric.
That's your sea sock?
That would be my sea sock. That would be my sea sock. That was a long way to go for that joke.
But
that was a long way to go. That's
said,
a hungover joke.
I've said for years, you paid with words.
It matches up. It matches up with the less than a dime size cut where the bullet went through. It's not going to infect. Fantastic. And send it right over to Mike O'Mara for his sea salt.
Did you know that MySpace is still a thing? Yeah. MySpace is still happening out there for the social networkers. And MySpace has put out the top anti-Valentine's Day songs. And I thought their selections were sort of interesting. Coming in at number three, this is a singer. Perhaps you saw her at the Super Bowl, Mike. Her name is Beyoncé.
Beyoncé.
And
yes.
Her song, Single Lady.
Up in a club, club, just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip, and now you want a trip. Wow. Another brother noticed me.
A little too much for you?
Yeah.
Hang tough, Mike. We're almost there. Number two anti-Valentine's Day song. One of the angriest song albums of all time. Alanis Morissette, And You Ought to Know.
And you, that you're smoking in the kitchen.
And remember, this song was written, Mike, about Dave Coulier.
Dave
Full
Coulier, we all, for a while, we thought it was maybe John Mayer, or no, yeah. that's it. Was it John Mayer, maybe, or
no, John Mayer writes songs about other women a lot.
That's right, okay.
Yeah. But so every time you watch Fuller House, think about the fact that he inspired that. And the number one song that is anti-Valentine's Day, Boots. Here is Frank's little girl, Nancy.
These boots are made for walking.
I do the guitar part with my mouth on this.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, you'll have to cut it completely. You'll know when.
These boots are gonna walk all over you.
Boom, 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 boom.
All right.
You're like, you got the mouth of Lee Hazelwood. Oh, and we're a little short on time, so let's finish with this. Conan O'Brien, there is a great new ad campaign that Adidas is putting out, and I think you're going to want to hear about this.
Adidas is offering $1 million to any NFL prospect that can break the record for the 40-yard dash. They're just gonna, they give him a million, yeah. The current NFL record for the 40-yard dash is Cam Newton leaving a press conference. That's the current.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe out there.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. We would appreciate that. And this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Blue Apron. I am not lying to you. As I read you this commercial, I will tell you that Blue Apron just dropped off their box right out here.
Cool.
Mrs. O'Mara will go out of her mind. I saw him. I'm looking right out the window. Thank you, Blue Apron delivery man. Blue Apron is awesome. You will love it. They deliver all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store and no more sad takeout. You'll love it. No matter what your dietary preferences you have, Blue Apron will make it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like charred broccoli over creamy polenta with poached eggs.
Yum.
Doesn't that sound gourmet?
So good.
Or miso honey roasted chicken. Sensational food and unbelievable variety. Plus, you'll be cooking with ingredients you've never used before. I love Blue Apron. Check out Carla O'Mara's Facebook page. She'll show you how she cooks her Blue Apron, and she'll show you some videos as well. Right now, get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.